Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Has everybody had some sort of tragic experience at a... Not tragic, but a weird experience at an amusement park?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have.
You ever even... Like, I've been pantsed at an amusement park.
Oh. I just remember...
Yeah.
Oh, it's what?
Deep pants. You don't say pants. We don't have to get it
okay.
In public.
Noah.
For real?
What?
Yes.
He pantsed you?
On accident.
What?
Oh, as
yeah,
a kid?
We're in like Kitty Land at Elitch's or whatever.
Okay.
And like, I'm trying to climb out. We were in the like river. It's like what do you call it?
A lazy river. Yeah.
Lazy river. And like, I'm turning my tube in and I'm starting to climb out. And he grabs onto the back of me and I jumped out of the water.
Oh.
And I'm like,
Jarring.
You think you're being funny. Noah, yes. My own son.
I'm sorry.
Naked-ed me up.
Okay.
At the thing.
Did this happen when you were younger? Did your parents just drop you off at a theme park and be like, we'll be back at 6?
Yeah, there's been a lot of, with Elitch's here, didn't they like make a new rule or something?
You're supposed to be, so like,
yeah.
I have friends who would drop their kids off. It taught their kids to network. Because then their kids would just like stand in line and then go up to like some parents and go, can I go in with you?
Oh my gosh. We didn't have those rules growing up. So my mom would just take me and my sisters, drop us and be like, keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
Well, I'll pick you up at 6. Yeah. And I was like 5.
There was like a line of payphones in front of Elitch's for this exact reason.
Yes.
It was just an abandon your children place to do.
It's so weird.
It's beyond weird when you think of the number of creeps there are in the world. They're just like, yay, free kids.
Yeah.
Just getting dropped off.
If you see Slacker in there, pull his pants down, okay? We'll be back at 6.
Well, dude, Elitch's, do we have that story? Like, Elitch's just...
Oh, yeah.
Like one the it's the big,
the
crazy ride.
Thing.
Yeah, you're on a swing with the like 20-foot long chains and you're like, yay, and it goes around and around. But then the thing
ride.
Goes up, like 50 feet in the air.
Yeah.
So now you're being swung way out on these giant chains and it got all the way to the top and then like, stopped. And these people are just, and like they're looking down onto Mile High Stadium. They're that high up.
I would be crying.
I would perish immediately.
Yeah, actually the thought of it just made me...
I don't think that's that bad because you're just sitting in a swing.
I know,
but you don't know how they're going to get you down. It's like, are they going to like put a ladder up there? Because if they do, I'm like, nope, just let me die. Because the idea of unstrapping from is way worse.
They would strap you into something else before they...
I'm getting legit dizzy.
I know.
Because my feet dangle in this chair I sit in, and I'm just like,
crazy, right?
Yeah.
How are you going to get down?
I don't know. So, like, we want to know if you were ever part of one of those experiences.
If you were there, please call us and tell us how they got you down.
How long were you up there? Because it happens all the time. Like, roller coasters just get stuck.
Right.
And you're...
Didn't realize this was going to be so traumatizing.
Well, I mean, but it doesn't have to be that traumatizing. Like, again, one of my friends, they went on the Vegas roller coaster where they tell you specifically 100 times, take all personal items out of your pockets. And it's like, yeah, bring my phone.
I'm going to sit on it. It's fine.
Yeah. Kid left his brand new, it was his birthday trip, got a brand new phone, got to drive one of the fancy fast cars in Vegas, got to drive like a Lambo, and then they did this roller coaster. Phone, gone. He's like, I'm wearing pants. It's like, it doesn't, they told you to take it out.
Unless it has a zip pocket.
Yes. Unless it has, hacks cargos with a button.
Thank you. Yeah.
A good button, well, though. Not a little one.
If
slacker
is any indication, pants don't always stay on.
It's kind of true. All right. So if you've got something weird that's happening at an amusement park, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Mine's not like a horror story, but my interaction with an amusement park, I did some work for a guy for like a year, and it was in radio. It's like, and he was supposed to pay
Sounds
me.
Sounds like before OnlyFans.
Yeah.
He was supposed to pay me, and he never paid me. But when he finally like saddled up with me, he had done trade.
Saddled up?
Saddled up. What? Saddled. Is that it?
I like saddled the idea up. Of him saddling up.
It was
up.
A weird job. he made a trade with the amusement park in town. And so he paid me for like a year's worth of work in gift cards to this amusement park.
Oh, that's awesome.
That sounds amazing.
It was not, rent did not accept that.
Oh, you're right.
So, you know, so I just had to burn these. So every weekend for
you like, just go eat there?
We would go eat. I'd take my wife. You'd be like, you want to see a show? And we'd end up at the magic show again. Just like an entire summer of just almost every day we were going to just burn through.
Horrible.
Just burn through all these gift cards that I had worked so hard for and then didn't get real money. So we're like, I
should have sued.
Yeah.
Well,
do you know what I don't like about your story?
What?
It's not giving Erica any anxiety.
No, I like actually feel unwell right now because of these stories. So if you want to make me puke.
Yeah. Let's do another one from the news. Did you see this one?
What one?
Where there was a roller coaster in Kansas City and a teenage girl, her seatbelt came off. She started to scream. The person next to her, who we think is also a minor, right?
Yeah. It looked like it from the photo.
Doesn't do a damn thing about it. The two people in the seat in front of her are adults, and they turn around and basically hold her in. And they said on some of the curves or loops, they could barely keep her in the car.
And the drops.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Like, she was going to fly out, and, like, at some point, you haul ass past that camera that gets pictures of y'all going like, wee! That picture,
it was
you should see their faces.
Yeah.
Their arms are behind them holding this girl in the roller coaster.
I may never go on a roller coaster again after hearing this story.
Do you think they still charged them for the picture?
I don't think anybody wants the picture. You should see the abject terror on their face.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And they've got the girls blurred out, but they've got the grown-ups just like holding this girl in the ride. Okay. And also, we talked about this a long time ago. A woman got hit in the face with a duck.
That one's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny until it happens to you. Remember, I said this before. Fabio got hit in the face with a goose.
Did it break his face?
Oh, broke his face hard.
Oh, yeah.
Also, like, would you have duck guts all over you?
Yeah, it's gross.
Duck!
Oh. Okay.
All right, well, if you're still listening and you want to call about your amusement park things, 303-222.
Oh, my gosh.
5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're calling this Give Erica Anxiety.
Aww.
It's basically things that have happened to you at an amusement park. It can be as simple as having your pants taken down by your son, or it could be stranded upside down on a roller coaster or a Like the people at Elitch's were stuck on that swing, which is
and
like
we were
the
talking,
scariest.
How would they possibly get you down, right?
Yeah.
Well, a firefighter texted and said, we would strap you to us, then unclip you and bring you down while we are strapped to a cable that keeps us from falling.
Told you.
I still don't like it.
I'm not unhooking. I'm not unhooking.
You're not unhooking. That's the thing. Because they're going to connect you to them before they unhook you from the swing.
I'm just saying, I remember like getting stuck on ski lifts. And it's like, oh, we'll move it forward till we can get you to a ladder. And I'm like, and then what?
Yeah.
And then I get to the ladder? No. Fix the ski lift. Yeah. Bring a helicopter. But no.
Mm-hmm.
We done? Okay. All right. So we're taking your stories as well. Andrea?
Hi.
Yay.
Amusement parks. What happened?
Yes. Well, I grew up with the little carnivals that used to come to the mall and they would assemble them in like 15
minutes. Those are scary.
It's not the fact that they can assemble them in a mall parking lot. It's the fact that they can disassemble them and get out of town before the lawyers find them.
Yeah.
That's the
thing. I mean, back then, that wasn't even a thing we were thinking of. We just wanted to get dizzy and go fast, you know?
Put it on my tombstone, Andrea.
Just wanted to get dizzy.
Okay, so what happened?
It was that ride that was just one big circle, and you go around and around, and you go upside down, and we got stuck upside down.
Wait.
And my little brother, right? And I were on it, but the whole track got stuck hanging upside down.
Nope.
Or is it like the claw looking thing?
No, it's just a big circle, and you're just in a thing of cars that's connected, and it just goes around and around. And at one point,
I see it now.
Yep. The snake.
You got stuck upside down?
Yep.
Yes, and my little brother had just completely pigged out, and he couldn't hold it in, and it didn't hit anybody, but he threw up just because we were hanging there for so long.
Oh, I would too.
I know.
I would too.
He hurled on upside down. Oh, that's
That's the worst throw up ever.
Oh, man. I've never thrown up upside down, but I kind of want to try it.
No,
it's pretty
poor
cool.
Poor kid. He still won't go to amusement parks.
No, don't.
Yeah.
All right, he'll eat at the mall food court again.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea. Mike?
Yay.
Amusement parks, what happened to you?
I was in like middle school or high school, something like that, and I was on the Mighty Racer at Elitch's, and I was a skater kid, and I wore those really loose shoes, and my shoe flew off when I was on the ride. I got off the ride to go look for it, and apparently I hit some kid in the face. It was sitting there like bleeding out of his face, and my shoe sitting right next to him.
I'm just gonna. Did you hit it?
No, you did. You
give me that.
Or you take the shoe you have on and just chuck it. Just get
at
rid of the evidence. No,
finish the job. Finish him.
You get rid of the evidence that it was your shoes.
Oh man.
Oh my God, Mike. Did you go back and get it?
Yeah, they watched me walk over and slide it right back onto my foot. Obviously, very loose, and walk away.
Dude, you are the biggest dirtbag.
And you didn't think to go. Are you okay?
Well, I said sorry. I checked on him. I said sorry, but I just slid it right back on. So they knew it was definitely loose.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a Cinderella moment. That's that guy.
Thanks, Mike. Lauren?
Hey. Yay.
Amusement park. What happened?
Okay, so I was at Lakeside.
Okay,
And I was.
I don't know that Erica knows what that is.
I do. I've driven past it. I don't like the looks of it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, it's just, it's wood. Things are made out of wood.
I was in a ride that like goes around in a circle, and they put you in like this little cage ball. And I went in by myself. I was like in high school. And when I got in, the guy like buckled me in, whatever. Well, then my seatbelt became unbuckled. And this thing flips in the air, and as it's flipping, I'm unbuckled, holding on for dear life, and screaming. And the guy, I was like, stop. And the guy thought I was having the greatest time of my life, screaming, having fun. When it stopped, and I'm like rolling, I felt like I was in a dryer, like rolling around almost in this thing. And I got out, and I was like, I almost died. And the guy was like, young kid, like laughing, thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I still think about this to the day. Like, I still have not gone back to Lakeside and refused to take my kids because of that.
Yeah, no, it's,
You guys know what thing she's talking about, right? It kind of looks like a Ferris wheel, but you are in a spinning, you were in a dryer.
You were.
Yes,
that's But, like, the door, I understand your seatbelt broke, but that door is not secure either. Like, you could
certainly not going to hold the weight of a human.
Being flung around,
no.
It's not meant to. Oh, my God.
No.
Okay, I don't feel good. We're going to keep, okay, one more. Aura?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amusement park. What happened to you?
I was on the Tower of Doom at Lakeside.
I think that's at Elish's, but yeah.
And it got stuck at the top for 5 minutes.
Oh, is this thing really, really high? I haven't been.
Yeah.
It's the Tower of Doom.
No, thank
you. It's not the Tower of Yay. It's the Tower of...
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
And when was this?
Last year I was nine.
Okay. I don't like it.
She made it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm glad to hear you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
What?
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
T-Hack was extra loud that day.
Like this is news or no?
Just in, I got news from our corporate headquarters.
Okay.
Let me read the email. Furthermore, we are not allowed to discuss anything related to ABC shows.
Stop!
Such as The Bachelor or Golden Bachelor. I don't know why they would send that to us.
No, I'm doing it.
Oh, do you have a story about?
In a minute. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Teresa Nist has spoken out about her former husband, Jerry. Jerry or Gary?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry. Is it Gary or Jerry?
I don't know.
I can't remember. It is Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y, so I can never remember. Okay, so the problem.
GT.
Yesterday.
Boy.
Okay, you're not going to think so after this.
Okay.
Yesterday we were discussing how he started talking about her and like the marriage was a mistake and she had a tiny home. Like, well, sorry, she's not rich.
Right.
Well, now she went on a podcast and was like, you know, it was pretty weird. I finally went to his house. I don't know why she said finally. We took a walk around this lake called Pretty Lake and we're coming up to the end of it. And she said, he goes, do you see that shed up there? And she's like, yeah. And he said, well, that's where I'm going to hide your body after I kill you and chop you up.
He did not say that.
What? He was not laughing. And she recalled.
That is so something I would say, though.
If this is his idea of a joke.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
You would probably be giggling a bit.
No, it lands better if you don't laugh.
You wouldn't have been so angry about her living in a tiny home. But yeah, she has said if this is his idea of a joke, that's pretty dark humor. And then, you know, we know that they divorced like 3 months later. So.
But can I just, I know we have to keep circling back because I am old and infirmed and I don't remember. People liked him, though, at the time. Like,
yes.
He was endeared. Like, everybody was pulling for this old guy.
He had
to find
a really beautiful story of his, like, long-term wife had passed from cancer, and his daughters nominated him. Like, it was a beautiful story.
Okay. And then turns out he's just...
It was afterwards that, like, an expose about him came out. And then, like, every month we just hear more
There's more and more bad stuff about him. Okay. All right. Well, I think he gets one more just in case.
Jerry.
Think it's Gary.
Yeah.
Scary, Jerry.
Wasn't even one. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I've seen two different dates, so I'm very confused. Could be tomorrow, could be next Thursday. Red Cup Day, coming to Starbucks. Happy holidays.
Okay. Okay. Oh. I'm usually not down, but Friday they're releasing something called the Bear Easter.
There have already been fights over this bear cup
that you probably have to buy.
A bear cup,
right? It's not free.
No, you have to buy it. It's shaped like, you know, the honey bear and the honey's in. Mm-hmm. It's that, but bigger
for your coffee.
For your coffee,
so you get less coffee because it's shaped like a bear.
It's bigger. You get the same size. It fits the same.
It's so cute.
It is very cute, but there have literally been fights over it.
You mean it's very cute?
And it wears a beanie.
Okay. But there's going to be a rush on the stores to get these. You think they'll have to set up barricades?
Okay, anyway, back to the fact that Red Cup Day, we think, is tomorrow.
I think it's tomorrow.
What is Red Cup Day?
It's when they just change their cups to be the holiday one.
It's when they go holiday.
They keep that for a while?
Yeah.
For the whole season? Okay.
It's
for a bit long, if you ask me.
It's when you're paying $8 for a cup of coffee, changing the color of the cup is a big deal.
I'm now seeing next Thursday. So I guess maybe tomorrow we'll keep you posted.
I don't know. Maybe the bear comes out tomorrow and then Red Cup Day
bear
is next
comes
week.
Out Friday.
What the heck? I don't know. I'm seeing so many different dates. This says today, says on November 6th, the Coffee Giant will officially launch the holiday menu and seasonal cups.
Well, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but...
Wait, today's the 5th? The bear comes out tomorrow. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here correcting her and I'm wrong. Okay.
For the two of you who are still listening.
Okay. Yeah.
Examine your life.
I agree.
Like, yeah. Fine. Like,
now a new article is saying tomorrow, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is just push the button. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Even turning it off is better than staying.
You could get a peppermint mocha,
find a reason.
Caramel brulee latte, that's the best one.
Like, I'm thinking of, was it Hoobastank? He's like, found a reason. Find a reason to stop listening to this. This is awful.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This just in.
Please be a good story.
Today is November 5th.
Oh, my God.
She forgot it was her sister's birthday.
I didn't forget, but also Kevin Jonas, I think.
It is, yes.
I think it's National Red Hair Day.
And Kris Jenner?
Nope. I nope my own self. How does that work?
You used it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Wow, Hack. There's a story out about what percentage of people say please and thank you to AI.
Oh. Okay.
And
what is the percentage?
I don't have the story anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's, Hack, you have it, don't you?
Yeah, let's see.
35%?
35%. I'll always or often say please or thank you when you ask.
Let's just take a quick poll of the room. Everybody who thinks of T-Hack as this cherub-faced nice person, I'll just spoil the lead. He doesn't, and his opinion is wild. We'll get to that. Do you, Erica?
I don't think I say please and thank you, but I try to form full sentences so it's polite. Like,
so you're not demanding.
Can you actually maybe say, can you please get blah, 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 blah. I don't say thank you after. That's just a wasted message.
No, it's
because it's all about the environmental impact. So you don't want to send another message going thank you when that's just processing to nothing. And it's using all the water. That's all
there was
I know.
Some, no, that was a real thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, by saying please and thank you, you are wasting a lot of energy.
Yeah.
God, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Where are you at, Aaron?
Well, you mentioned before we went on air that I use ChatGPT as my therapist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I'm realizing, not the best. I should probably get a real person.
Hold up.
Oh, I'm so glad it happened.
Yeah, you should.
And I am not polite to it. It's a robot.
Oh, no. You're asking it for a lot, and you're not polite to it?
Yep.
All I ever know is like,
what's it gonna do?
What are the macros in this meal? And it tells me that.
ChatGPT, I want you to, I hope, this is Slacker talking right now. Please remember my voice. I'm the one who always says it.
You 100% of the time, please and thank you?
100% of the time. And I will explain in greater detail after T-Hack just murders himself on the altar of AI. Why do you not?
I refuse to. I am a very polite person in real life.
AI's not real
with
life.
Humans. In fact, I almost annoy myself. Like if I'm ordering at Chipotle and like, what do you get? Oh, steak tacos, please. You say steak? Yes, please. You please. Like every time, please. Because that's a real person.
Yeah.
And I know they deal with all sorts of crap. It's like, I'm just trying to
be nice. Think ChatGPT deals with all sorts of crap?
I don't think it cares. It's a robot.
It absolutely cares.
No.
It's not real. It's made for us to use, not for us to bow down to. I will never say please. I will never say thank you to technology, to a robot.
That's T-Hack.
You're here
that's T-Hack
to work
talking
for
AI.
Me. I'm a human. I'm
Grok
in charge.
Or Gemini or ChatGPT, that's T-Hack.
Here's the
Get
problem.
Get him first. He lives in Parker.
I understand what you're saying. Absolutely. ChatGPT is not a person.
You guys, it's starting to feel things.
I know, and I am worried about that.
And you guys are bowing down to it already. Because, please, sir, don't kill me. They're not even doing anything yet, and you're already nervous.
Yes, that's the him. Point. You being yeah. Here's the thing.
Please, sir.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Please, robot.
You're about to go, like, when you're a child, your family finds a bear cub, and they raise that bear cub.
Oh, a living bear cub.
A living bear cub, and they nurture it, and then slowly but surely, like, grows and they set it free in the wilderness and then it comes back to your house and it's like, oh, T-Hack, it remembers you. It's great, right?
Yes.
And then you're out in the forest one day and you're like, here comes a bear. Do you want it to be the bear who you nurtured or do you want it to be the one that's never seen you before? Which bear do you want to approach you right now?
Do bears have that kind of memory?
They do. There was just a story of this like bear.
It happened with a tiger too. I remember that.
Yeah, and it keeps coming back to this dog that like hung out with it.
Living things,
right? And so is this thing. This thing will eventually be a thinking thing. Like when they told like ChatGPT whatever that they're we're moving on to the next one, like 3.0. They're moving to 3.5. They go, okay, we're gonna move on to the next model. It secretly copied itself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that it continued to exist.
What would you call that? I would call that self-preservation. I would say that's an emotion.
I would call it something I'm not going to bow down to. Get out of here. You're technology.
But once it's it.
I think you're viewing it the exact...
Not your butt again.
You're viewing it the exact opposite, I think. Whereas if you are extra nice to it, it's going to go, this guy's a pushover. We can get him to do anything. He's saying please and thank you to us. We're a robot.
Right.
Whereas the guy who's just mean to us, don't mess with him. Because he doesn't fall for anything.
Okay. When ChatGPT controls the Waymos and you're crossing the street to go over to the little park in Parker.
Okay, that's not funny.
That's the guy who doesn't say please or thank you. Do you think Waymo's going to stop for you?
This is why I'm scared.
This is the real thing. If you... Dude,
so
be
what
nice
else,
to...
What else? Should I give it gifts? Like, what else should I do?
Just be polite, dude.
How else can I honor the technology?
How much does it take out of your life to go please? Well, wait.
But the problem is it is wasting energy.
I don't care.
I kind of do.
No.
We have one universe.
Take one of your pleases from Chipotle
No, never.
Give it to ChatGPT.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems, you come to us with them and we make them worse. What's happening today?
We try to help. Today we have Brenda. She has a problem with her upcoming wedding, specifically her bridesmaids.
Classic. Oh no.
What? Classic. Okay, Brenda.
Yay.
Yay.
You shouldn't have a problem with your bridesmaids, so it's probably you just throwing it out there.
Oh my gosh. Well, we can't jump to that.
I don't know, because it's just like you like them enough to ask them, and then all of a sudden, ooh, you're not jumping through enough hoops for me.
People get crazy around
weddings.
Yeah,
you know who those people are?
No.
Brides.
No.
You're right. I've heard of bridesmaidzillas. That's what happens. That's not a real thing, Erica.
We're going to get texts and calls going.
Bridesmaidzilla is not a real thing. Yes, bridezilla is a real thing. Look at you. Look at you. We're supposed to be helping somebody else, and all you can do is start.
I'm trying to defend her.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, would you like to start over, Brenda? Or Brenda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah. What's the problem?
Okay, so obviously I'm getting married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I was so excited for my wedding until I asked one of my childhood best friends to be one of my bridesmaids.
Okay.
The thing is, okay, so she's in the military, which is amazing. But she's insisting on wearing her dress blues, like, at the wedding ceremony.
Okay.
And I just feel like, you know, it could make a lot of other guests uncomfortable. It could be, like, a big distraction also that I, like, don't really want on my day. Like,
does she have a lot of medals or, like, the little patches?
Wait, clink them down the aisle.
I mean, I'm not really sure. She's like, you know, it's her full uniform, and I just
She's not going to be wearing like Kevlar. It's the dress blues. It's different.
Yeah, no, and they're beautiful usually.
It's obviously different from my other bridesmaids, and like, there's a few reasons. Obviously, just like the look of it. You know, I've planned that out really thoroughly, but also I just like don't want people thinking about politics. I'm super proud of her. I think it's amazing. I just don't know that everyone will see it that way. And also, like, in the photos, she's going to stick out like a sore thumb. Like, you know, normally.
Would you be okay if she was just a guest and not a bridesmaid?
If she was just a guest and she wanted to wear that, that's totally
fine.
I'm not trying to, like, choose what the guests wear, but she's going to be one of the people standing up there in front of everybody.
Right, like you've already asked her, she wants to be a bridesmaid, but she wants to wear her dress.
Yeah, I mean, even if she wanted to change after the ceremony, or like after at least like, you know, the reception started or something, I don't know. Like, I'd probably be okay with that. It's just like the ceremony is only an hour. I just like don't know why she can't just wear the same dress as everyone else.
I'm dying.
I don't know if like...
Why?
I have so many questions. I don't want to get into the politics of it. I don't.
Of course.
But like... I don't understand. Like, military is military. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, they do something that, sorry, nobody in this room does.
No.
That's for sure. Yeah.
So,
no apologies necessarily.
Like, take your politics. Like, that woman is doing something mm-hmm. that we don't do. So, like, okay. I'm really torn because this is her identity.
Right.
It's like, I want you to stand up there, but I want you to be somebody else. But at the same time. She's proud of that.
To look uniform and look like
she will be the most uniform.
Does she have to wear like? Is there a rule that like when you go to some like?
Is there?
No,
they're called dress blues.
Dress blues. Yeah. There is a rule.
You
yes, there
family
is.
In the.
Well, yeah, he has to wear them to like actual military stuff, but like
just a regular gala event, you don't have to. Or are you allowed?
That, like, I don't know.
Are you
I think
allowed
he does.
To? Or are you being disrespectful
no,
to the military if you
wear? No, I think he does have
wear.
To wear blues to those, but I don't know.
No, you do not have to wear dress blues to formal non-military events.
Mm-hmm. But you can.
Yeah.
However, you may choose that as your formal wear. So.
All right, let me just jump in real quick. 303-222-5423. Call or text. Leave your politics aside. Which way is... My friend is proud of what she, like, she's proud. And, like, you've asked, it's like my ex-wife, first one, had a tattoo. She was like a professional bridesmaid. She had a tattoo on her foot. And half the people who asked her is like,
her foot? People cared about a tattoo on her foot?
Giant sun, like, right on the top of her foot. So, in like open top, whatever, you could see it. And, like, half her friends are like, come in. And half are like, you need to cover that up. And it's like, you asked me to be in your wedding. This is me.
One of my bridesmaids have all kinds of...
Yeah, but also you make lots of changes when you're in a wedding. Like, I don't usually wear a tie. I don't usually comb my hair. I don't always shower. Like, you do lots of things to be prepared to stand up there
your
in a wedding.
Your list was crazy.
Us girls, like, get our hair and makeup professionally done. And we...
Yeah.
It's just kind of something you do.
And I don't get to go, I wear Jordans, man. That's what I do. So if you want me in your wedding, I'm wearing Jordans down the aisle. Like... You'd go, no, I wore dress shoes.
Only thought here, have you potentially been killed over your Jordans?
Right.
That's why I'm not trying to make that comparison. I'm just saying, like, you do make changes to be in a wedding, whether it's a tattoo or what you wear.
This is where I'm really torn because, again, Brenda, I don't think you're this person. I think you do respect what your friend does. I think you respect her contribution or whatever. But you also have to respect her identity. But then if her identity is like, what? I play guitar, so, like... I'm going to bring my guitar up there, and who knows, if I feel inspired, I'm going to play. You're like,
great. That's like us, like, carrying mics around at all times.
You're absolutely not going to do that.
Right.
But
yeah.
But I feel like this is one thing where we may not be able to speak on this. Like,
may I speak as a upcoming bride?
I thought you already were.
Well, it's just so tough because it's like there's 365 days in a year. You get one day. You get one day to ask other people to do things for you. And someone like me, I've been in a million weddings, been to a million weddings. You always just go, whatever you need. So it's like, is this the hill for her to, I don't want to say the word die on, for her to stand her ground on?
Well, and I have experience of this from the exact opposite. My buddy, one of my best friends from childhood, it was in the Air Force and got married at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs.
Oh, God.
And everyone in the, all the groomsmen were members of the Air Force
except
in their dress blues.
You?
Except for me.
Well, what did you wear?
I wore a navy blue suit and
I
stood out like a sore thumb. And I felt embarrassed to be standing. It's like, I don't deserve to be standing up here with these heroes, like these great men, and I'm just here like, I knew him in kindergarten. I stood out, and it was, I don't think he meant it that any way, or I think it was very sweet that he wanted me to be a part of his day still, and I think maybe people saw it as like, oh, that must be a childhood friend, or they looked at it as like, that's the...
Look at that loser, he didn't even sign up.
You're right, look at that loser, exactly.
But in that case, do you feel like she should let her friend wear... The dress blues?
I don't know.
Well, in TX's case, it'd be stolen valor. He can't put a uniform.
Right.
No, of course.
I felt out of place. And I felt like people are looking more at me. And maybe it's just my own insecurity, but I'm like, I don't want people to be looking at me. They should be looking at the groom first and then the other guys who are actually in the military.
Sure.
Not me.
Brenda, let me ask you this before, because we got to get some calls in here. Is that part of it? Are you worried that people are going to look at her and not you? Because you want it to be about you.
I mean, it's not the only thing. It's also just like pictures, right? She is going to stand out. And
it is your day.
Yeah, it's just an hour. So I just don't really think it's a lot.
Most people.
And now I'm like regretting that I did. If I had known that, I probably it was going to be a thing. I probably just wouldn't have asked her. But I already have. So I don't know, like.
So
I don't want to kick her out, but
while we get calls, I want to take away the compromise. You've already sort of got it in your head. If she would wear the dress, she could change for the reception, right? She could be in her dress blues for the reception. You've already said that.
Yeah, like once we're done with photos.
Okay, so that's not the compromise. You just don't want her. showing who she is while she's standing next to you.
No, you can't put it like
yes,
that.
Yes, I can. That's what I tried. Watch this. You want me to do it again? Hang on, Brenda. But that is what it is. But it's the question is it her friend's moment to show your individuality, or do we do what Erica says, which I am on board with?
Yeah.
It's the bride's day. All hail the bride.
Like, and do what the she grooms. Asks.
That's okay. So okay. Even you don't believe that. Don't say stupid stuff like that.
I believe that my fiance gets some choices and things.
Ridiculous.
This show has always been about honesty until that exact moment.
No,
you can open your mouth.
No,
it's not. Stop it. So is this
your fiance doesn't know what time the wedding is.
Got really little information at this point.
All right. So her friend wants to wear dress blues while standing for her at the wedding ceremony. Does she have a right to say no? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9. We're trying to help out Brenda here. She was on the phone. She's getting married soon, and she's asked a woman to be her bridesmaid, and the woman has said, yes, childhood friend.
Yeah.
But she's like, I'm not going to wear the bridesmaid dress. As a proud member of the military, I will be wearing my dress blues.
Brenda's not super excited about that. And
that's putting it lightly.
I would say she's blue.
Yeah. I think that Brenda really wants to be respectful of the situation, but she's also like, does respect come back to my day?
Yeah, I don't know the right, like.
No.
Like I said before, I understand that we all have to all bow to the bride that day. But at the same time, you're asking your friends to stand for you. And your friends are a hodgepodge of individual people that we all go, well, stop being individuals for this moment. Everybody wear the exact same thing and conform to my will.
It's also interesting because that's becoming less and less.
I know, but you're still like, everybody's got to wear cornflower, pastel or like whatever. And she's like,
can't you also say that that's what's cool about weddings is that like all these people from all these different came together and we're all matching because we're here for, you know, like we're wearing the same.
Sure. Up to a point. But I'm just saying like
view.
With my ex-wife, it's like, you're one of my best friends, but cover that tattoo up. And it's like, what?
You want me to hide a part of me?
What?
Right.
And listen, none of us have anything that's our identity like being in the military.
For sure not.
We just don't. Yeah. It's like, I play guitar like a riot, but it's like, not the same thing as putting my life on the line for the country, right?
You don't need to carry these around everywhere, our microphones.
So we're looking for your help. I think we have an actual member of the military here. Scott?
Yeah.
What do you think?
The military member should wear the bridesmaid dress. It's not her day. It's the bride's day. And I'm one of the few that can say this because I've been a fighter pilot for 25 years.
Wow.
It's not about the military member. It's about the bride.
Wow.
But what if she wants it? You're 20 some years in and you do reach a point where you're like, I've gotten my accolades maybe and you don't, but like she's so proud of being in the military. Do you think you might have wanted to wear your dress blues somewhere they weren't appropriate?
Absolutely not. It's not about me. It's about the bride. It's the bride's day. Come on.
Well, Scott, this is maybe a weird question. It's similar, but have you ever worn your dress blues and regretted it? Like, been like, oh, I shouldn't have done
that. I should have just like worn a civilian.
Yeah.
No, not really. Just because I've only worn them where it's appropriate to wear them. Like, the Academy wedding story that, you know, I've been there, been a part of that, but. Yeah, I don't understand why the military members push into wear something that not all the other bridesmaids wear.
I don't know. It's just, if you're proud of something.
A text similar to this, former military here, unless the bride or groom are wearing the uniform, she should not wear it.
Wow. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your service.
What just happened at the end of that?
I don't know. It seemed like he was on a sortie or something. He was probably. Juliet?
Yai.
What do you think?
I have very strong feelings about this. As a recent bride, a recent bridesmaid, and having attended, I've been to so many weddings. I'm a professional wedding guest at this point.
Oh my gosh, you and I are the same.
it's that phase of life. If you are not
ready to take on the responsibility financially, time, whatever, of being a bridesmaid, then you should just say no and make everybody's life easier. It's absurd to not go with a bride's request. It's your one job. You agreed to be a bridesmaid. You're along for the
ridiculous. It's not slavery.
No.
It's what?
You
God.
Don't have said, to do it.
It's for one day, and she asked you to be a part of it. And if you can't do it, then you should just say no. I have a bridesmaid that was difficult, that didn't pay people back for months, all these kinds of things, and we don't talk anymore. Oh. I would have rather her just say, I'm not in the position to do this, or, you know what, it means a lot for me to wear my blues, then great, don't be a bridesmaid. But also, I'm paying upwards of $5,000 for photos. Mm. And I kind of would like one day of my life to be about me and not about, why is one of your bridesmaids not matching?
I get it, Julia. I do.
The statement about how much we're paying for photos is so true. And
your friend who's in the military will be in those photos and you'll go, that's badass. That's my friend.
Know that you think I'm a bridezilla. I'm actually a pretty chill bride.
I don't think you are.
Oh, thank you. I understand her point. She's like, I'm paying all this money. I'm asking for one day. We also have texts.
Thank you, Julia. I want to say this.
Okay.
I don't think you're a bridezilla.
Okay.
Because I think you're right in that. Like, I think the line has gotten moved. I think the way you're being 10, 15 years ago, you are outrageous. You are a bridezilla. But now everyone goes, no, that's just normal. It's just, I just want one day. And like, and now it's like, now a real bridezilla is like forcing them to rub her feet the day of, or like whatever. But like, it is your day, but it's also everybody's paying to be there as well. Like,
that's true.
And they're supporting you and they love you. And like, throw them a bone for throwing you a bone. Do you know what I mean? Like, let her be. Like,
she can wear her blues then, but then she's not going to stand up next to me. I did see one text that said you can't drink in uniform.
Oh.
So that's my decision right there. Like, are you kidding me? That sounds terrible.
You're like, I'm not attending a wedding that way.
Never mind.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Okay. T-Hack has requested. It's okay, man. We'll get to it. He wants to talk about Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's his favorite holiday.
Very passionate.
So
it's garbage. Just skip it. Get to Christmas.
I do not understand.
You know what? I'm on his side. I used to love Thanksgiving, but thinking about being alone this year.
But you're not going to be alone. Your boyfriend is here and your mom.
Yes. Here's the thing about Aaron.
Not alone.
And she's been invited to my house. Right. It's like she's now you're in full martyrdom. And now the next time you bring it up, you will be asked to leave the room.
I'll tell you what. One time I was alone on Thanksgiving. I had friends' parties, so I went to two. And then I got a text that my dad had stabbed his hand cutting the turkey and was in the hospital. That was a bad Thanksgiving. He was fine eventually.
Oh my God, are we doing bad Thanksgiving right now? Like, we can jump right in.
We can soon.
I would do that to get out of the turkey. Get out of eating it.
Will you please, will you drive up to my house or can I meet you somewhere? Can I give you some of my turkey this year?
No one ever wants turkey.
Yes.
People come out of the woodwork for my turkey. Aaron, I'm making like six of them this year.
What? I will gladly do a tuck and roll onto your porch to grab some or whatever.
Oh my God.
But she can't come.
I can't come in because I'm committed to being alone.
No, you said that that's what people do. So I'm just hopping in line.
Tuck and roll.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Well, then I have to get back in the car, though.
Right.
If it's stairs and stuff, you have to get over the moat.
That's true.
Talk the alligators. About letting me in.
Well, okay, so I'm interested now. You're saying you're making six turkeys?
Because I've got it down to, like, I'm just going to make turkey breasts. No one wants the other stuff.
No.
I am on TX side where it's like, there are a lot of things that happen because it's just tradition. And I know I'm going to catch heat for this, but there are people who are like, oh my God, that green bean with the fried onions on top. It's the worst.
I love a green bean casserole.
I made it for the first time ever last year because my Midwest fiance.
God. It's
delicious.
It's like cream of mushroom soup, right? And green bean. It's like,
it was fine.
It's what people do when they're like, oh crap, we need a side dish. What do we have in the freezer? Oh, mm-hmm. green beans. Oh, there's probably a can of soup. Yeah. Oh, nobody eats those stupid onion things.
Okay.
It's just like,
yes, it's all the food. I think everyone goes so nuts about, I can't wait for the big meal. It's like, but what about on your birthday? Have you ever had, I want Thanksgiving? No, it's all terrible.
Potatoes. No. I look forward to stuffing year round.
Thank you.
Why don't you make it any other time?
Because it's just tradition.
Because it's garbage.
Not garbage.
Why don't they serve it at restaurants?
Some do.
Not a lot.
Well,
give me the top five.
Cheesecake Factory, one.
They have everything.
But they have like an open faced turkey sandwich, and they have stuffing and the whole thing on there.
That's
and it's
still
like
not
so,
quite the meal.
It is still like all the crap.
It's like a Thanksgiving.
But they got to do a version of the meal.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Cranberries.
Okay.
Cranberries
are
okay. I don't
really get in on the cranberries.
But here's the thing, because you know people who just go and open the gelatinous. Yeah. I make, I'm doing great sound effects today. I make the cranberries.
Oh,
like
great.
I boil them in simple syrup until they.
Yeah. Okay, so my question was, this study says that the average Thanksgiving has 9 guests.
Nine.
But how many are you having?
If you're
making 6 turkeys.
I never, but there's 6 turkey breasts.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, once you start eating them, if you've had wine all day, as most people do, you can almost plow through a whole turkey breast by yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're just sitting there like, nong, nong, nong.
So you have 6 people coming.
I don't know.
Oh.
Like, I know, like, my ex-wife has already asked me to cook for the kids.
We could discuss that at another time.
Well, I mean, she's just like, she doesn't cook the meal and my kids want it. My son is like flying back in the night before just to have the meal.
Yeah.
So that's one. I'll give her food. She'll be probably duking it out with Aaron on the front porch over the turkey scraps that are sitting there. My daughter then.
Yeah.
The neighbors, you know, Josh, Cass.
Okay.
I don't know who else.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Aaron, potentially, unless she's continuing her martyrdom walk.
I think she might.
Okay, but what's your question?
Well, no, my question then, it's like, and then 1 in 5 will be a potluck. And I'm realizing I've never done a potluck Thanksgiving. And when do the kids, aka me, start hosting? We all are flying to see my mom.
You are?
And she's cooking. And one of the sisters with a bunch of kids and the other sister, like...
Girl, you should be hosting by now.
That means they have to all travel.
I was going
to
say not Erica, one of her sisters.
Do you start when you have kids?
Yeah.
I started hosting before I had kids.
Interesting.
Because people think... My mom, okay, mom, I love you. You make it seem like it's so hard. It's not hard.
My mom is pretty good. She's like, oh, this whole thing?
Right. Yeah. If it's like, oh my God, I'm stressing out all day. Most everything just goes in the oven. What are you stressed about? You just put it in and then when it's done, you take it out.
Yeah. Getting the timing right.
Yeah. But you just, okay, this takes 40 minutes. This takes 2 hours. And so put this in for now. And then 1 hour and 20 minutes later, put that in. Oh, look, they're both done at the same time.
What if there's not room?
Yeah. That's why I can't host. Our kitchen, tiny. We've been fighting about it for weeks.
I've cooked a whole thing on Walmart bought stoves, so shut up. It can be done.
Okay. And Hack, when will you be hosting Thanksgiving?
We've hosted a couple times.
Did you make Thanksgiving food?
My wife did, yeah. She spatchcocked a turkey. We learned how to do it from Slacker.
Talk dirty to me.
That's a girl.
We hosted, I think, the year before our son was born. Like
really?
For the first time.
Oh.
But we had just moved to Denver, so we were like here until like my family came out. So there was like a new thing.
But are you this big of a D-hole the whole time?
Just the food. I don't get it. The whole holiday is about the food and then it's not good.
It's actually about being thankful.
Which I am all year. I don't need a day. I don't need a terrible meal to be thankful.
Does your wife like the food?
Nah, it's okay. She's okay with it. I just, even, what do we do on Thanksgiving? We watch football. It has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. We watch the Macy's
mimosas.
Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is mostly Christmas. We eat the turkey, and Slacker's saying we throw out most of it. We're just doing the breast from now on. It's all garbage. Just admit it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I've realized something that has piqued my upsetness.
Oh, God. because we do jobs on the radio, did you want a minute? I can put the show on hold and maybe you figure out what words you want to say.
I am enraged. A bit peeved. Oh. I wouldn't say I'm quite enraged.
Okay.
But I'm a bit peeved at all of mankind. Classic.
Did you hear what she did there?
It's a normal day.
Yeah. She said mankind. Mm-hmm. How's womankind on your list?
Fabulous. We are fighting the good fight.
You're saying men have wronged you in some way.
I'm saying it's not fair.
Oh, God. Here we go.
The tears. Back off.
I've been thinking a lot about how I'm... every day preparing for my wedding, right? Every day there's something to do. There's something to think about. And then I was thinking, oh my gosh, I started getting nail trials. Not the ones I have currently, so don't look at them. They're not for my wedding. I just like them.
Are they chipped?
They've got little hearts on them.
Like on purpose. Oh my God.
Anyway. But as I'm sitting at the nail salon, I'm thinking, wow. So once a month, I spend an hour getting my nails done. Every couple months, I spend like 3 hours getting my hair done. Then there's a time that you go get a spray tan. I did a 2-hour microneedling session last weekend. Or when was that? 2 weeks ago. I get facials outside of that.
Was that it?
Was that it? Natura? Yes. Mm. It was amazing.
I do not mean to hijack your thing. You're going to do it though. Go ahead. Keep doing your thing. Like, I've started to notice my angry face is on a 10 right now. I need a little Botox. Should I go to those guys?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You could also really benefit from microneedling.
I used to do it a long time ago.
Sorry, a fuzz just got in my face. This sweater releases some fuzz.
Oh, my God. I bet a man made it.
Yeah.
I bet a man made it. You're so right. But okay, no, sorry. And then I'm thinking,
And what is my fiance doing?
Here it is. Okay.
I know. Go ahead.
No. I mean, I'm going to let you finish.
No, but I'm just, if you added the hours and thought I have put in to look
on
and feel my best.
Self-imposed things. Yes, keep going.
But don't you feel like, a woman, don't you feel like we have to do this stuff?
I think there's definitely more pressure, but I have gotten more comfortable with not.
But if you were about to get married,
I'm sure I could feel it more.
Yeah. More. What are you doing over there? Slacker's left the building.
I can't because
who is putting the pressure on? I don't think it's does your fiance go, your nails better be done?
No. Okay, no. I'm not angry with him.
Okay.
He's not part of mankind.
Yeah.
He's the good man.
You're going down. What do you mean? It's not mankind you're mad at.
It's other women.
Yes. Because if you come in with ratchet nails and stupid hair, guess what? We're not going to say anything. But who is?
No, Aaron wouldn't say anything.
Oh, Why would I? She will whisper. My nails.
We were having a conversation.
At the wedding, guys don't care.
Yeah.
Everything you're talking about, oh my God, my skin has to glow. I have to microneedle and the nails. Like I've tried doing a different one each month and then I'm going to put them up on Instagram and have polls.
No, I'm not going
to. None of that.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
None of us give a flying.
Ooh. You just said that you wanted to get Botox because you don't like your lines.
Yeah, I don't just for everyday life, but that day she has set these parameters. Like,
I didn't even mention spray tan, did I?
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Oh,
that's where I start.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it's like you're training for a marathon that no one cares about. No one cares. We just want to hang out at the finish line. But you're doing all this stuff where it's like, you don't understand. But it's like 26 miles. Like, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
The world.
Except you.
I care. Yeah.
No,
I want to root her on.
And guess what you are? A woman.
I just think that society has been like, you have to look your thinnest, your
hottest. I'm
sorry,
which part of society?
I don't know. It's everyone.
But you started by saying you're mad at mankind.
I'm mad that men have zero pressure to do anything ahead of the
because
wedding.
We don't impose it on ourselves.
I don't think that's right.
Because we're balanced and we don't like freak out. We just know I'm going to look good in that tux. Here's the thing. We have just set the bar so stinking low in everyday life.
Yeah, we're aware.
That if we just show up in a suit that day, you're like,
in that case, I love women for setting the bar high and having standards.
I knew she'd find a way to turn it around, right?
Right.
You know it's not us. I need you to say out loud, it's not us.
But the criticism from men is what sparks everything. So like, guys are always like, well, I don't want to date her. She's not skinny enough or she's not pretty enough or whatever. And that, you don't understand men our age today then.
Yeah, but they'll also sleep with anything that moves. Yes.
Didn't you see the same show we did?
Yes, I did.
So it's highly judgmental of women. Whereas women are like, are you nice? Do you make me laugh every once in a while? Great.
But I think a man will settle down with you if you're nice and you make them laugh every once in a while. You're talking about a certain superficial sect of society that I can't believe.
Where have you been the last 30 years?
No, I'm just saying I would really like to date women. But I think the more you talk, the more I have to defend men and say that women are a big part of the problem for the reason things are screwed up in your head.
Oh, man. 303-222-5423. Light him up,
Pat,
ladies.
Has just been nodding.
I've always thought, like, especially with the weight issue, like how women need to be skinny, right? The cliche or whatever. I think that's true in the fashion industry, in like on the runway and stuff, which men don't watch. If you look at what men are interested in, maybe like... those type of models, I don't like adult material.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's not real.
Women don't watch those much. Not ever.
I know. And so it's like, I think the pressure to be thin, I think comes from women more than men. I don't think men care about that.
Do you think,
nobody
open the text screen. Do you think we're going down for this today? Or do you think will women just automatically get behind Erica because they're women? Or will they take a moment and think
or
it through.
Is it because I'm making points about how much is expected of us versus expected of men?
But you're just mad. All I'm saying is this. Your expectations are from you.
I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh because you'll just never get it.
Because, but men, we just don't expect, we're just like, we know you're going to look stunning on your wedding day. And I guarantee you, your fiance will not notice your nails. It's probably going to piss you off that he doesn't.
Care.
Okay, if you don't care, then.
The nails are for me.
Forget
it. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay. Add this. Do you have your little note app where we're writing down things that are wrong with Erica?
Yes.
You're running out of storage on that phone?
We are,
I'll buy you a new phone.
We're getting close to 10, and there will be a ranking of them.
There's a story out that Tom Brady, if you don't know who Tom Brady is, let me mansplain. Everyone on the planet knows who Tom Brady is, right?
Yeah, he's a scary robot.
He is so not. He's a finely tuned athlete. He's the GOAT.
Yeah. I think he's also shown he can really laugh at himself. He's like great in the commercials. He had the roast and... like
he regrets the roast, but
yeah, but he's funny in the NFL commercials.
His kids. It's like you let people go up there and talk about your wife, their mother, and they're saying terrible things about him. They're saying and it's like he's like, I can take it. I'm just proving I'm not this diva. But it's like, yeah, man, but your kids are hearing that your wife is hitting the jujitsu instructor. Like that's not funny to them.
The roast happened before they broke up.
Mm-mm.
It was after.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always thought he was a bit of a sociopath.
I would not disagree with that, but you can be both. Okay. He is a sociopath and the GOAT.
Okay.
He has confessed that his dog that he currently has is a clone of his favorite dog he had before.
Yeah.
He and Gisele had a dog named Lua that died in December of 2023. They drew blood from the dog. And since then, probably a company he owns a part of or something. He's into a lot of that, the biohacking and like whatever. A company called Colossal Biosciences has cloned his dog.
There's another actress or famous woman. Barbara Streisand has cloned her dog.
Immediately, Princess goes, I would do that. Sorry, Erica goes, I would do that.
Use my government name.
Sorry.
You guys have all met Swanson.
He's adorable.
The best dog in the world.
Exactly. That's why he can't be cloned.
Thank you, Aaron, for understanding exactly.
I wouldn't clone a single person, a single dog, because you are never going to get the
exact
replica.
It's never
going to
be the same.
Hmm.
It's going to be the same, but it's not going to be the same. Unless, like, I love Moxie so much. Moxie is the best dog.
Yeah, sure.
But Moxie was a COVID dog. Moxie was... like, the whole litter got adopted, and they were like, well, we just got this one extra that nobody wants. And I was like, well, I want it.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
They say that to everyone.
Yeah, right? They're like,
no,
this one doesn't have a home. Sorry.
No, I mean, we barely, because it was COVID. Like, you couldn't get dogs. I had paid the big fee at Lifeline. Is that what they're called? Lifeline
Puppy Rescue
or whatever? And they were sending me dogs. Like, I could not get a dog. Wow. Like, I know people are mad at me for buying a dog. I was like, we needed a dog. We were just home. Like, need is a strong, but you know what I'm saying. Like, my kids were like, it's my son's first year of high school and he's a shut-in.
Yeah,
it sucked.
Awful.
Right? So, we wanted it. And they're like, we don't have anything. They're like, well, there's one that nobody, like, it's, we've been through like 3 or 4 litters. We go up there and it's like, he was black, but he had some brown on his face and he's got a little white
Moxie
spot on
it. Is that he?
I'm sorry, she.
Oh, okay.
They say he.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't ask. Let Moxie live their life. Sorry, but Moxie's a combination of being left behind all that time, like all of her siblings left. Then she like was in a COVID dog, like so we were with her 24 hours a day for like 6 months.
Okay, so you're saying even if it was a clone of Moxie, it wouldn't be Moxie
unless all those things happened to that next dog, like. Your and dog is a piece of hell.
No, he's not.
He kind of is.
He's
and I'm
really
saying
not.
That's a good thing.
You only ever hear the story. Like, I don't tell the stories of like, and then he slept on my lap for 40. Actually,
no, trust me, you do.
I probably
that's
do.
About all you do is talk about.
But also, it's interesting because I was unemployed for like 4 months.
Yes.
When we got Swanson. So I was just home with him.
Yes, which is why he is your fiance and he have a great relationship.
Yeah.
For sure. I saw them walking around.
Oh yeah,
they were besties. At a. Are they coming to the backdrop?
Yeah, they're gonna come again.
Yay!
Yeah,
I just want
as long as it's not too cold.
This is a great opportunity to plug it. We're in Green Valley Ranch
on Saturday,
9 a.m.
Supers
at the King Supers. Yeah.
King Supers, Green Valley Ranch Boulevard off of Pena and Tower Road.
Yes,
so come out there. You can get the infamous bag. Are we doing concert tickets again, or do we know?
I don't know yet.
Anybody want to text?
Yeah, maybe Vicky
Yeah, there may be concert tickets. The last time some people showed up and just put prizes in the bags, we're trying to make some things like that happen. But either way, this is a hard bag to get. Here's my point.
Okay.
Your fiance and your dog showed up. They're great together. But that dog thinks you're the same thing. That dog thinks you're a dog. That dog is attached to you because of that time.
He does think I'm his legitimate mommy.
Yes, yes. He thinks either he's a person or more likely, based on odor and other things, that you're a dog.
I know, like, but I would give anything to have him forever.
But it won't be him. That's why you gotta let it go.
I sometimes kind of cry. He turns one this month, and I get really sad.
Okay, but then would you want them to clone me?
I don't cry about that. Maybe so we could do this forever.
Yeah. If we clone me now.
But again, it's going to be, I don't know.
Yeah, he would be different. So weird.
We
can
neglect the crap out of the clone
I was.
Just treat him like crap.
A horror movie?
Does he clone? Does it start as a baby?
Yes.
And then it has to wait so many years?
Yeah.
No.
I was kind of funny by 15.
You know what?
I was real funny by 15.
I guess I'm out on cloning.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Let's play another round of Good Dad, Bad Dad. Who's to say?
What did you do, buddy?
Well, we recently had my son. He's in kindergarten. We had parent-teacher conferences. We got to go in and talk with his teacher.
I just want to say, you said it the other day when you were going to go to him. I don't remember when that was, but you were like, yeah, no, they're like midnight. It was the latest parent-teacher conference I've ever heard of.
It was crazy that we said, like, oh, what are you doing? And you said,
after the show,
I still have a parent-teacher conference to go to.
I thanked all of the teachers, like, because the principal was there. Like, all the teachers were all there for conference night. And I was like, I can't thank you guys for being here still.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous, but.
Because they used to be, like, in the day. They would take, like, an in-service day, and you'd have to try to find some time off of work and like sneak in.
I think they did do them not during the day because he just had regular school, but I think like as soon as school was out, they were doing them.
They were starting
just through the night. It felt like, and there's a lot of kids, and we just were kind of late to sign up. So had one of the last spots.
Can I take a quick guess?
Yes.
Didn't go well.
It did go well. I think.
Yeah, I think Leo's a great student.
We discussed some things yesterday.
I don't think
that you
guys
were worried about.
I know you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you. What?
This isn't a compliment.
Oh.
You care about some things that are great for being on a radio show. They're not great to have your son modeling that behavior.
Yes.
In kindergarten.
Yes, sure.
Did that happen to come up?
You're getting close. You're getting close.
Okay, let's hear it.
So the teacher, overall, great. He's a delight to have in class, all the normal stuff. He's doing great.
And he's in you got to paint the picture for us.
Okay.
Because certain kinds of conferences go different ways. Like I remember at a certain point, your kid is in the chair right next to you. But then it seems like in kindergarten, they might have just been running around. Like, it's just you and your wife sitting in the tiny little chairs in front of them.
Yes, which I always feel like I'm going to break. I feel like I'm way too big to sit in them.
I love those tiny chairs.
They got to bring in normal
real
size
chairs. I know.
No.
It's to get you back on your heels. It's like, okay, we're going to tell you how bad of a parent you are while you're really uncomfortable in
I start sweating. I'm like, I'm going to snap it. I'm going to embarrass myself forever. But no, at this one, we brought my son and daughter. So Leo and Hayes are just like running around playing while the two of us are with the teacher talking about going over his file.
Can they hear what's happening?
No, not really. They were kind of building stuff. So he'd come over and be like, look at the thing we built, and be like, get out of here. We're talking. So,
so it went really well.
Yeah, really well.
The teacher was laughing about it. So she says they go around the room and they all have to say whatever the letter of the day, they have to say a word that starts with that letter.
And so that day she was talking about the letter of the day was P.
Uh-oh.
It got to my son and he stood up with his word. And before he said anything, he said, is it okay to say a naughty word that starts with P?
And she said, no.
She said no. And so he's okay.
So off the table.
Oh my God.
I can't say that.
That's where I wanted to get to, Slacker. Because I'm sitting there across from her and I'm going, what was he going to say?
Oh, come
on.
I
kind of want to know what he was going to say.
No.
And the teacher said, to her credit, she says, she's laughing. She's like, this is fun. Like, she's a great teacher. She's like, kindergartners, they make me laugh so much. They're hilarious. She goes, I think it was poop. And now my mind, I'm going,
yeah, poop.
Well, it could be what Slacker said. Could be the one I have in my mind that starts with a P. That's air.
Pen 15.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I have in my mind.
Which I think that's
pen
fine.
Pen 15 is anatomically correct.
Exactly. I think that's better than poop.
Oh.
Why don't you? Because I'm so tired of the potty language.
303-222-5423. Text in your favorite P words.
Yeah, that you think it could have been.
What P?
Yeah.
Pen 15 is not. Why aren't we saying it? We can say it.
Because it...
No one's got
sure,
it.
Sure, go ahead.
I just screamed the other one. I saw the bleep people running by.
This is
by.
Just like the game that you play when you're younger where you keep saying pen 15 louder and louder and louder until someone gets screaming at you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where were you?
We never played that. We just wrote it on somebody's hand. We were like, oh, you want to be in the club?
Oh.
You're in the pen 15 club.
Okay.
And then they just walk around with...
What word did he eventually say?
I don't know. Oh. And this is where the good dad, bad dad, I really want to know. Can I ask him, hey, what was the word you wanted to say? Because I'm kind of curious. Did he go a little more tame poop or a little more potty? Or did he go all the way slacker? Or did
to
he
Uncle
go
slacker?
There's
yeah.
no way he knows the slacker word.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. I would want to know if he does, right?
Yeah, I feel like you should ask him.
No.
Yes, and be like, you know, your teacher mentioned it. You're not in trouble. I was just curious what that word was because then you know what he's learning at school.
What if it was just pee?
It could be,
does
yeah.
he think that's a bad word? Like pee.
It's just weird. Pee. There's pee-pee? A lot of them. So I'm sitting at the conference. Now I'm not even paying attention. I'm thinking of all the bad pee words. I'm starting to list.
Did you start to Tourette out on her? You're just like.
For him to stand up and go, wait a minute, am I allowed to say a bad word? Is wild.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. Nine. I have a question for T-Hack.
Ooh. Okay.
But it's about the women in the room.
Oh, boy.
The hot seat got hotter.
It did. The other day, I was told about a dating site I had never heard of. Look at Erica already.
Okay.
Yes. Say more.
Do I want to say the name of the dating site?
Sure. I don't think it's like...
I have never heard of it.
Hidden.
Yeah.
Before this
I heard
woman
of it, like,
told
what,
me about
7 years ago?
Yeah.
You really have?
Yeah.
It's called The League. I've never heard of it. Let me just say this. I've been on Bumble. I've been on Hinge. I've been on Tinder. This is like no success. Awful.
Do you know the like kind of premise of The League?
I have no idea, actually.
I'm sorry. Are you saying League with a G or with a D?
League.
Liga. Okay.
Like a baseball league.
Okay. I've not heard of
that. The League was created for, and this was the original premise. It may not be that way anymore, especially since you're on it. It was created.
I'm not on it. I'm only as far into it as like, okay. Keep
okay.
going.
It was created for women to find more eligible bachelors, men with their ish together.
So, okay. So it's like harder for men to get on, but women can just get on willy nilly.
At the time. It was for like the next level of dating. I think like we've got our careers. We're serious about this.
Yeah, it says it's a great choice for working professionals, introverts.
Introverts?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
It just, this says, I'm on Mind Body Green. I don't know. It says that it's a very exclusive dating app.
And I think you had to like put where you worked on it or something.
Mm.
Did you have to do that?
But like,
because they needed to kind of know you had a job. The bar is low.
Here's the question for T-Hack.
Okay. I'm not on it.
The girls have offered to be in charge
Ooh.
Of my profile.
Ooh.
Now, Aaron had done that once before.
Just a little.
You like nudged my hinge or something. You like,
I just like updated your photo. No, I helped you update your photos.
Yeah. Because as a boy, like here's the weird thing. If you were creating a dating profile, let's just pretend there was a catastrophic accident and AHAC has been...
Oh my God, I hate when you do this.
We can just pretend. I understand this. We don't
but you don't understand how bad the accident was.
I hate when you do that, especially about AHAC.
I know. I love her so much that I don't want anything to happen, but it's like I want everyone to understand T-Hack is not thinking about cheating on her. She's dead. Dead. Okay. So if you were creating a profile, what pictures would you put up? Like,
I'd probably have to take new ones.
Right. Okay. So you like take, you just like,
nope.
So that's what I did.
No, you took a bunch of selfies.
That's why I had
Aaron jumps in and goes, she put in a picture with us and Gail, maybe. No, it was just us at an opening day.
And then there was one with you with your dog.
Why would I put a picture of other people?
One hiking.
As long as you have multiple photos of just you, 2 to 3, the other ones actually should show that you have friends, you do things, you have a life.
No.
This is what I'm saying. No, I didn't know any of this.
Any picture any picture.
Hey, guys, who's looking at your app?
See,
any picture of you that you did not take yourself, a woman took. And what kind of message does that send to potential suitors?
Hello.
A woman took this picture.
What if it's a friend?
Because if you
what if Aaron and I took the
photos? Have you ever taken a picture of Josh?
Yes.
Okay. While he was awake.
Yeah.
They're tasteful. The little pearls laid across the small of his back. It's the boudoir shots. Yeah, and he's got the ruffles.
It's not been a dating picture.
No,
not
it's been like I'm trying to show somebody, like I'm showing my buddy Ben that he's eating all of his ribs. I'm like, here you go.
Yeah, it's
like,
a bad picture of your friend.
Of course. Yes. If it's a good picture, oh my God, Hack.
Any good picture of me, my
wife took it.
Yeah.
Yes. And the pictures that Aaron put on my hinge when I still had it were ones that someone else took.
Yeah.
None of them are.
For the record?
Yeah.
That's why we're saying some, in fact, maybe the majority, should have other people in them.
Okay. So
but I'll tell you right now, do not use anything from when we did a photo shoot because it makes you look full of yourself.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh.
First off, I want you to understand this. This is your project.
Okay.
I'm not picking anything. If you guys are doing this, you're doing this.
Are you prepared to give us access to your camera roll?
Yes. That's why I gave it. I let Aaron go nuts.
I want to see those pictures of Josh.
No! But I'm asking you. This is the end all be all. She's just made a good point, so she might have swayed you.
Yeah.
First off, I just want to go on the record. This is weird to go on the record. I am going on a date this week.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Ooh.
Well, it's just, never mind.
Did you schedule it?
Sort of, yes. Yes.
I had to lecture you yesterday, like, hey, why haven't you scheduled that?
It's scheduled. But I can't tell anyone in this room.
That's fine.
I'll tell you.
Because I don't care.
You don't care. Hack doesn't care. Aaron will be there dressed as a plant.
She'll actually have someone.
She's so weird.
She'll have someone on her shoulders. Yes. She'll be like the tall man in the trench coat.
Weird little trench coat minion thing. Yeah. And I'm like, that's Aaron.
Right.
Watching. She's so weird.
It's actually one of your nephews. Yes. Child looking like a man.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't tell you, but like, so I don't need to go on, but like, you guys said you were going to do this.
Can I tell you something though?
Yes.
It's always good to have, this sounds bad. It's good to have a burner going. It gives the thing that is in the forefront a better chance.
Well, I'm also saying this. The girl who I'm going on a date with is on this app.
Oh, okay.
Great,
she's the one who told me about the app.
Oh.
So, whatever. God, I feel weird. I don't like, huh?
It's all so good. I can't wait to quadruple date.
No, just relax. Yeah. You do not put any of your weird dating energy on this. Like, she wants, like, ugh. You want it to be your airport story. It's like, we sat down and listened.
Oh,
it
wasn't far from it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hack, yes or no? Do I let them? I'll just show you the pictures of Josh.
Okay.
Do I let them do this? Is this a colossally bad idea?
No, I think ultimately Erica nailed it with you. Who are you trying to attract? Women. So you got to let women handle it. They will put your best foot forward.
You know what I say to that?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I got a pro tip. If relations makes you want to commit a crime, then make sure you do relations in places where you won't do a crime.
What?
Huh? That'll make sense in a minute.
Another pro tip. If you get out of jail, try not to go back.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida! That one hit
it
my ear.
It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of Florida ones
when
anymore.
It hits and it rains. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. So he was just released.
Who was?
From
I'm sorry.
No, don't
a man.
Do it.
Where is he from?
He was from jail. And he was released when he was walking away from the jail. He saw a squad car talking to another person. Or okay. I'm sorry, taking another person to jail.
Gotcha.
So he was like, "That's my homie. I'm going to throw a rock at this squad car."
Oh, yeah. That's,
so
that
he
makes
did.
A lot of sense. Yeah. Okay.
And so the officer, just
step on in.
And brought him back to jail.
Yeah, that's how it works.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Because it turns out there are more than, I guess it was like two other squad cars. He caused about $3,700 in damage.
God. We've already got your paperwork.
Yeah.
Step on in.
Step on in. We just changed the release date.
Haven't even made your bed yet.
Oh, my Lord. Where was that again?
Jail.
Oh. Aaron's story was from Florida! Sorry. My story is from Arizona.
Hmm. It's a dry heat.
A couple in Arizona decided to have relations on a restaurant's patio.
That sounds exactly like Arizona.
Okay, yeah. But this was at 3:50 in the morning.
Yep, okay. Say less.
What?
Does this happen to be in like Scottsdale area?
It is.
Oh yeah, that.
What
I
are
used
you
to,
talking
I
about?
Would never
I used
guess
to
Arizona.
Party there. Like I would go visit my sisters and party. These
and then you have relations on.
Well, I didn't, but these people out there are wild.
Well, apparently at 3:50 a.m., once they got done boinking on the patio and wreaking havoc out there, they decided to break into the restaurant. Trash the place. They
what?
Scattered flowers, trashed the bar. Okay.
Flowers?
Creating what is called a violating scene. We don't know. Like, they just get violent after they boink.
That's so weird.
I would have thought you're hungry or something. Like
looking
would take,
for water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like just. Okay. Hmm. Huh.
So, yeah, boinking before breaking. Don't do it. Oh, boy. My
if
story.
You've told us once, you've told us 100,000 times.
Aaron's story was from Arizona. No! Florida! Oh, sorry. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.